donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. I'm going to do two things very quickly. The first thing I'm going to do is Peter, we always run out, whenever you're on this radio program, we always go off the air with a whole bunch of people on hold waiting to talk to you. So what we're going to do now, we're going to open the phone lines right now. And so we can take all of these calls. But so the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. Again, 888-677-9673. But now, before we take the first call, I wanted to say here, we've got two bills in the House here in Ohio, and these two bills are for constitutional carry. Constitutional carry, you see, we have in the Constitution a Second Amendment, and there's, what, 28 states that have constitutional carry. We should have that here in Ohio. And what we, folks, what we need you to do is Senate Bill 215 and House Bill 227. Senate Bill 215, House Bill 227. Again, one more time, Senate Bill 215 and House Bill 227. You need to call your state rep and your state senator and tell them, some of them have already gone through the committees. So they have to get to the floor for a vote. But rhinoceros is out there calling themselves Republicans. What we need is a safari. And I think we might have that come the primaries. But anyhow, the rhinos are holding it up. The rhinos are holding it up. So, folks, here's the number you call here in Ohio. Ask for your state representative or your state senator, 614-466-8842. 614-466-8842. One more time. We need constitutional carry. We need that right. We don't need out there for these people to know who's got a registered firearm or not. That's not their business. We're Americans, and we see what's happening in Canada, and we support our Canadian brothers and sisters 110%.
Amen.
614-466-8842. 614-466-8842. Call that and ask for your state representative and your state senator. And so the phone lines are open. We're going to go to Sue in San Diego. Randy, I got to step out of the studio.
All right, sure,
you
got to
come over here, take my seat. Okay. So bring, let's wait till Randy gets over here.
All right, go ahead. Sue in San Diego.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. My question is, if I have a son who has a benign fatty tumor, and I don't know what is it from and what to do about it.
Oh, go ahead, Dr. Glidden. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
thank you very
ahead.
Much. So, number one, good news, it's benign, which means it's not cancerous, it's not malignant, and it's not going to turn into anything cancerous or malignant. And fatty tumors can be caused by a lack of nutrients in the skin, because the skin has a lot of different layers. And when the body is neutrophied, the layers are lubricated. But when the body runs out of nutrients, and in this case, omega-3 essential fatty acids would be the first thing to consider, the lubrication between the layers of the skin becomes less and less. It's kind of like an automobile engine running out of oil. And so you walk down the street, you move your body, and now there's a little bit of friction in between the layers of the skin where there shouldn't ought to be. And friction like that over the time, theoretically, can lead to the formation of a fatty deposition. So the first thing to consider is that it's a deficiency in essential fatty acids. Other essential fatty acid deficiencies are chronic lung problems like bronchitis or asthma or the tendency just to get lung symptoms on a regular basis. So if your son also has a history of lung symptoms, then that would be the first consideration, is that it's an essential fatty acid deficiency. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
He has no lung problems.
He never had asthma as a kid, and he doesn't have chronic bronchitis or anything like that?
No, the only thing that he has is some rash problems.
And his next.
Yeah, so I would consider this an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. And our mantra is that everybody and by everybody, I mean everybody, is nutritionally deficient.
Right.
Because there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. These are essential nutrients for health. Your body needs these in order to work, and they're not in the food. Not like they used to be, and less every year. So everybody needs to stock their body up with the essential nutrients. Everybody needs to do that. And so if somebody is dealing with a chronic health condition, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's anxiety. I don't care if it's infertility. I don't care if it's fatty tumors. I don't care what it is. The first step is to fill your body's nutritional tank up with the 90 essential nutrients for 3 months. See what happens, and you might be surprised. So that would be the first step for your son, is to get on board with the 90 essential nutrients. And those are offered at EifelHealth.com, like Eiffel like the tower, E-I-F like Frank, F like Frank, E-L, health.com. And their phone number is 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. The 90 essential nutrients are put together in something called a Healthy Foundation Pack. So I would have your son get in touch with the people at Eiffel Health and get a Healthy Foundation Pack. Take it for 3 months and see how it makes him feel. And I would do the same thing for you as well, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree. How would you get rid of the tumor, though? It's
you
rather
can't.
Large.
Yeah, the only way that you can get rid of fatty tumors is with surgery. But
okay.
I wouldn't do that. I would not have any non-essential surgery technique until you've been neutrophied for at least 90 days. Because
okay.
surgery is a gigantic stress to the human body. And being
right.
in the hospital is another stress to the human body. I don't care how healthy you are. And almost 100% of the people that we've put on the Healthy Foundation Pack, and they've been, you know, they've been good and they've been disciplined with it and they do it on a regular basis, and then heaven forbid they'll break an ankle or break their leg or they'll go skiing and they'll rip an Achilles tendon or something.
Uh-huh.
And they need surgery to recover from those things, and that's the really great thing about conventional medicine. But the people who take these nutrients, they recover from the surgery in half the time. Then the surgeons can't believe it. Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to take 3 months. You're back in 4 weeks, and you're fine. So any surgery that's not, you know, life-saving surgery, immediately necessary, like gallbladder surgery or, you know, acute appendix,
right.
You should wait and nutrify your body first.
All right. Thanks, Sue. You know, the whole board's lit, so I'm going to try to have to limit the phone calls to about 3 minutes. Let's go over to Ann in New Jersey.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you could talk about tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, what causes it, and what it can be, you can treat it by. And I'll just take my answer off the air, okay?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, so there are a number of things to consider with ringing in the ears. Prolonged, like if you're an artillery person in the military and you're next to things that are exploding all the time, that's going to impact the nerves in the ears. Or if you're a roadie for a rock and roll band and you're listening to really loud music for, you know, a lot of hours, that's going to affect the nerves in the ears. But those are the exceptions and not the rule. The first thing to consider with ringing in the ears is that it's osteoporosis of the skull, which sounds a lot worse than it is, because there are little nerves in the brain that come directly off of the brain, and they go to your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and throat. And to get to the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and throat, they have to go through little tunnels in the skull. Everybody has holes in their head. How about that? And when the skull bone is healthy and mineralized and strong, the walls of the tunnel are mineralized and strong. But when the skull runs out of skull nutrients, runs out of minerals, especially calcium, the tunnel starts to get weak and it'll start to collapse. Now, the body has wisdom. And the body knows that if that continues to happen, you're going to go deaf, dumb, or blind. So the body will do whatever it can to stop that from happening. Well, the body needs calcium. It doesn't have enough calcium. Body needs other minerals. It doesn't have enough minerals. So it uses connective tissue. The body puts connective tissue as little cross members inside the tunnel to keep it shored up, and the connective tissue in the tunnel rubs up against the nerve and causes a problem. So if it's the nerve that goes to your eardrum, you get ringing in the ears. If it's the nerve that goes to your inner ear, you get vertigo. If it's the nerve that goes to your eye muscles, you get lazy eye. If it's the nerve that goes to your tongue, you get a funny taste or no taste. If it's the nerve that goes to the muscles in your face, you get Bell's palsy. It's osteoporosis of the skull. So we treat it like it's arthritis. So we give you the 90 essential nutrients, the foundation pack, and then we would give extra bone minerals, which in this case would be plant-derived minerals, calcium, and a sulfur-bearing molecule called glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate. So that's what we do. We give the body bone minerals and get the heck out of the way, keep our fingers crossed, and see if it goes away.
Would you tell the folks again how they can, contact your office and get those minerals, like what you've sent me out there, especially the calcium, but the minerals that are in that big bottle. Those are plant-derived minerals, and those minerals, those are the things that increase your blood vessels, or do they not?
Yeah, minerals are 66% of your body's nutrient needs, two-thirds. It's the lion's share. And if there was only one supplement that, you know, I was allowed to promote in the world, it would be the mineral supplement because, I mean, it just makes sense. Give the body what it needs the most of. And so the 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796 is the phone number. And if you're a computer person, EiffelHealth.com. Eiffel, like the tower, EiffelHealth.com.
All right, EiffelHealth. Randy, take that down, will you? Because I had it, okay. But I lost it here. Now, okay. All right, very good. We're going to go and take Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. Peter, you know, it's interesting. Isaiah 65 says his days will be like a tree, you know, at the end of that chapter. But my question would be if you could reiterate that formula you mentioned for the teeth to make the teeth stronger. And I wanted to ask you about nattokinase. And I don't know, this was unfamiliar to me. I believe the supplement was M-E-E-N.
I'm not familiar with that, but nattokinase is a material made from earthworm, and it's really great at clot busting. It's really great at helping the body to clean out depositions in arteries. Hawthorn berry, an extract of hawthorn berry, is even better than nattokinase, and it's way less expensive. Nattokinase and another substance, I think, called Bolyoki, made from earthworms. They're pretty pricey. But an extract of hawthorn berries will do a better job at helping the circulatory system to kind of roto-root itself, and that's never a bad idea. The therapeutic to make your teeth healthy, I mean, this isn't rocket science, right? Your teeth are made out of bone. What are bones made out of? Bones are made out of minerals. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to take the liquid calcium supplement, which is called Beyond Osteo FX, which is the best calcium supplement I've seen in 33 years of clinical work. Nothing else comes close to that calcium supplement. As far as I'm concerned, if you're taking any other calcium supplement in the world, you're wasting your money. Beyond Osteo FX liquid is freaking fantastic. So what you do, you take a tablespoon of that, you mix it with a tablespoon of the plant-derived minerals and maybe a tablespoon of water. Mix it all up, stir it up, and put it in your mouth. Swish it around in your mouth for a good 2 minutes. Swish it around in your mouth for a good 2 minutes. It'll seem like a long time, but, you know, 2 minutes. Then swallow it, and then follow it with a water rinse. Swish that around in your mouth, and then swallow it. And if you do that two or three times a day, in about 4 weeks, your teeth are going to be really, really strong. And every time I go to the dentist, Dennis can't believe how strong my teeth are.
Can I ask you a question too? Because you know, I wonder about this. I take the calcium and your minerals, but what I do, I put it in a glass. It's about a 6 ounce, 8 ounce glass, and I fill it about halfway. I take one capful. I just use the caps, right, because I don't carry tablespoons around with me. Yeah. One capful of each in the bottle. And then I put, I have there some elderberry extract. It's real, and I pour just about a capful of that elderberry extract. And then I fill the glass up about two-thirds with tonic water, and it makes like a soda pop. It's like a, it's like an elderberry-flavored soda pop because the minerals and the calcium have got flavor. Do I, by watering it down at all, do I take away from its effectiveness at all?
No, not at all. And we're talking about two different things. What I was just talking about with the tablespoon dose and the water was for the teeth specifically, because we're going to let that stuff linger in the mouth and, you know, wash around the teeth, and the teeth will absorb the minerals, the gums will absorb the minerals directly from your mouth, bypassing the digestive tract. So if you're trying to to give calcium to your body and give minerals to your body, which everybody needs to do, then you have to do that through the digestive tract, and that's not a bad strategy. A better strategy to help with the absorption of calcium and minerals specifically would be to mix that with either pineapple juice or orange juice, because the acetic acid in the citric acid in the pineapple juice and the orange juice will facilitate the absorption of the calcium and the mineral. But elderberry is not a bad idea. And also, Pastor, and let's be honest, you know, one man's ceiling is another woman's floor, right? And some people just don't like the way that this stuff tastes. They just don't. And if you don't like the way that it tastes, you're not going to take it. So you have to mess around, you know, with different juice combinations, soda water combinations, in order to find a cocktail that is good for you and palatable for you and that you like. And if you can do that, then you're more likely to drink it. And the stuff doesn't do any good in the bottle. You have to get it in your body, and so I'm perfectly fine with that strategy.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. All right. Do you have any other questions, Cliff?
Well, yeah. Also, for aging people to maintain their muscle strength, like, for example, there was a runner, a guy that was 105. He ran the 100-yard dash in 1 minute. I wasn't impressed. It sounds like he didn't maintain his muscle strength. So what would you recommend for maintaining muscle strength?
Protein, 60 grams of protein a day. That's seems like an easy thing to do. That's the minimum daily requirement, by the way. That's not an easy thing to do. And my advice is, as an experiment, for 7 days in a row, if you're a woman, get 60 grams of protein into your body every day. If you're a man, get 70 grams of protein into your body every day. Do a web search to figure out how much you need to eat to do that. Every day, do that for 7 days in a row, and then see how much better it makes you feel, because everybody is protein deficient in the United States, believe it or not.
All right, Cliff, I want you to do that, and then I want you to run that 100-yard dash. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Liz in Connecticut.
Blood pressure.
Hey, Liz, you're in here.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Dr. Glendon, I have your book, Attempt a Cure.
Yeah.
And I had a question on the blood pressure section.
Yeah.
I see that we have to use the 90 EN.
Correct.
My question is, besides taking the 90 essentials, and then you have your RX in addition to the 90 EN, do we have to take Beyond Osteo FX powder and Cell Shield and those five other nutrients that you have in the book?
Well, that's the recommendation. In a perfect world, you would do that, because you dramatically increase your chances of getting a positive result if you do the whole enchilada. But if you can't afford the whole enchilada, then the 90 essential nutrients is mandatory. And for blood pressure, the first thing that we consider is it's a deficiency in calcium and magnesium.
Okay.
So the foundation pack, the 90 essential nutrients, has calcium and magnesium in it, but you would need extra calcium and magnesium. So
then I would do Beyond the OsteoFix. Which one would I take?
Yeah, the Beyond OsteoFX. One extra bottle of the Beyond OsteoFX,
okay,
on top of foundation pack, and run that up the flagpole and see if it works.
Okay, and I also like the eliminating the 12 bad foods.
Yeah, that's really important, you know, because if you don't do that, it's like two steps forward with the nutrition and then two steps backwards because you eat all the wrong food and we're just going to go around in circles and not get anywhere. Yeah.
Okay, so then I don't have to take the Good Herbs Heart Support, the Ultimate Selenium, and the Bourjolva. Do I have to take those?
No, not extra. You shouldn't do extra. I would just do extra calcium for 4 weeks and see if that knocks the blood pressure down. If that does not knock the blood pressure down, then, yeah, I would add the Good Herbs next.
Okay. So take that in addition to the 90 essentials.
That's correct. It's an add-on, like the icing on the cake.
Okay. And I love your book. Your book is my Bible.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thanks.
Listen, your book is my Bible of health. I have God's Bible, but your book is fantastic. It's I have that and the other one. I have both of them. The other one where you say, you know, I know why everybody's sick. It's really congratulations. And listen, you're doing a good job helping Americans get out of that allopathic medicine.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. And
hard work
to Pastor Sanders.
Okay, now, thank you very much. Now, right now, we have Randy, and he's ready. He's got his pen and paper to write that phone number down. And so go ahead and tell the folks again how they can order these things. We've got the books. We've got your books, although we don't have many of the Everybody's Sick, and I Know Why, do we?
Yes.
We do or we don't?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do have them.
Yeah, we have. That's not the – yeah, I think we still have quite a few of those and also quite a few cures left.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Okay, so we have them, folks, and we'll be announcing that next week because we have Pledge Week next week.
Yes.
And we're going to be telling you what kind of specials we're going to have next week. So anyhow, Peter, go ahead and tell us again how we can get these minerals, these vitamins, all of these food supplements.
888-618. 1796 888-618-1796 EiffelHealth.com.
All right, very good. Let's go over to Amber in California.
Oh, thank you. Sir, you are amazing and you know, very special and honest person, and I just appreciate, you know, what you do is regarding, you know, health and all that. You know, you're just like Pastor Ernie, a treasure. My question is on dementia. I hear that it's not curable, but I'm wondering if there is like any supplements or something that can help, linger it
The answer is yes. Let's keep it all in perspective because the medical doctors don't think heartburn is curable, right? I mean, they don't know how to cure heartburn. So they can manage it with the little purple pill. They don't know how to cure it. So how good do you think they're going to be at curing cancer or dementia? Well, they're going to think you can't cure it because in their worldview, you can't. It's not because you can't do it, but it's because in their worldview, they can't do it. You can't start a fire with water, for goodness sake. So the first thing to consider with dementia, now, dementia, there's a lot of different types of dementia, and they're difficult to differentiate one from the other. It's like being in a room, a dark, completely black room with 10 different types of cats, and you have to figure out which cat is at your feet. Is that a tabby cat? Is it a Maine Coon cat? What kind of cat is it? Can't figure it out because it's completely dark. That's what dementia is like, many different types. The first thing to do with anybody that's suffering from dementia is give them B complex, B like baby complex, because one of the leading causes of a type of dementia called sundowner syndrome is a deficiency in thiamine, which is vitamin B like baby 1. So give them a good B complex, B like baby complex, a good B complex. Just go to the health food store, get a good B complex supplement, and give them one B complex 3 times a day for 7 days to see if that doesn't flip the switch. If that doesn't flip the switch, and it'll flip the switch in about 20% of the people that you do that to, the next thing to consider is that it's a chronic deficiency in cholesterol. And I am of the belief, and I've written about this in my books and online, that the leading cause of Alzheimer's disease and the leading cause of dementia is statin drugs, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, because your brain, believe it or not, is made from cholesterol. So when you drive cholesterol into the ditch with statin drugs and fat-free diets, your brain dries up. Isn't that interesting? And if you look at a graph of the genesis of Alzheimer's disease and the introduction of statin drugs to the marketplace, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, they parallel each other almost exactly. So you got to stop statin drugs. Throw statin drugs out. Don't flush them down the toilet because they'll get into the water system. Just, you know, burn them. Take them into the backyard and burn them, for goodness sake. No more statin drugs. Take the 90 essential nutrients, the foundation pack, and eat a diet high in cholesterol. Take B-complex, additional B-complex. Keep your fingers crossed and see what happens.
In the book, you know, on page 148, he tells you what he just told you about dementia. But also, if you start right at the beginning there, and in the book I'm talking about Attempt a Cure with Alzheimer's, if you go to Alzheimer's, that's there, and that's on page 108. He goes into detail on that. And
I'm
so,
going to interject. Page 61 in the same book tells you the 12 foods not to eat.
Yeah, there's a lot of really interesting research.
Hell, eats them all.
Yeah,
it's all those 12 foods.
Yes.
I did read about the 12 foods not to eat, and I know you mentioned olive oil, you know, like bottled olive oil is one of them,
right? It's a shocker, isn't it? It's a shocker. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that. And again, you know, we haven't even spoken about the whole food industry and the agribusiness industry, and they're all in bed together. And it's not a coincidence that most food that most people eat all the time is bad for them. That was done on purpose, I think, in order to make people sick. That's what I think happened. And it's a tragedy of biblical proportions, for goodness sakes. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge.
Thank you so much. And you are a true doctor, in my opinion. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Gary out in North Royalton.
Hello. Thank you, Doctor and Pastor. I have a close friend of mine who is, she's got a problem. She didn't give me what the official diagnosis of this is, but it's evidently a problem with her breathing due to something wrong with the diaphragm. And they said that this may be due to a side effect of whatever chemo or whatever they had put her on. For a lump in her breast back in 95. They're wanting to do a couple surgeries on her. And I'm just, you know, I don't know what to suggest anymore. So I appreciate your assistance.
Yeah, you know, the problem with medicine in the United States is that the older that you get, the more inclined doctors are to do stuff to you.
Right.
Right. And, you know, the most money, this is a really interesting statistic, but the vast majority of money that people spend on their health is spent in the last 10 years of their life. Because they've been under the care of medical doctors their whole life, they get sicker and weaker and sicker and weaker and sicker and weaker. So the last 10 years of their life there, it's a crap show. And it's just a revolving door to the emergency room. And it's like there's like an ATM for the medical industry, and it's nuts. So with a condition like this, the first thing that I would do, interestingly enough, is find a really good chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would send them to the chiropractor for assessment. That's the first thing to consider with diaphragmatic involvement with breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet you 25 cents that she's got a problem in her back. And if the problem in the back is straightened out, pun intended, then the breathing will improve. And, right, she needs to be on the 90 essential nutrients. I need to be on the 90 essential nutrients. You need to be on the 90 essential nutrients. Everybody who's breathing needs to be on the 90 essential nutrients, because you have to give your body a fighting chance. You can't win a race in a car if there's no gas in the tank, for goodness sake. You got to give your body a fighting chance. So give her the foundation pack. Have her find a good chiropractor. See what happens.
Forget about the car. What you need is an 18-wheeler And we'll be back right after this.
Thank you very much.
This is Molly Smith, president of Cleveland Right to Life and chairperson of the 13th annual Bringing America Back to Life convention, presented by the Kurtz Brothers. This highly acclaimed two-day event will be held on March 11th and 12th at the Embassy Suites in Independence, Ohio. Bob France returns as our MC to welcome national and international heroes, such as Matt Walsh from The Daily Wire, Milo Yiannopoulos, who joins us to recount his powerful conversion story, and David Barton from Wall Builders. This cultural-changing educational event has become a benchmark for the local, state, and the national pro-life and pro-family movement, as it is here that we pave the way back to life through prayer, action, voting, and education. Help us to bring America back to life on March 11th and 12th at the Embassy Suites in Independence. For a full list of presenters, tickets, and booth registration, go to bringingamericabacktolife.org. That's bringingamericabacktolife.org or call 440-653-5245. 440-653-5245. Hurry, tickets are limited and are going fast.
Well, we're loading up the trucks and we're heading to Ontario. We've got a lot of miles to go. See, the work's gotten slow and the boys are getting restless. Look out, Ottawa, Ontario. Well, we're coming down the 16, we're coming down the 1. We're from BC, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. And if you can't hear our big trucks humming way out in the west, we'll bring them to your doorstep. That's right, boys, going on down to Ottawa Town. You see, Mr. Prime Minister, it shouldn't be too much to ask. Pretty sure old Parliament Hill runs on natural gas, and I've seen that car you drive. Safe to say she don't plug in. So if burning oil's for sinners, well then, buddy, you're all in. Yes, we're rolling down the Yellowhead, we're coming down the 1. We're rolling 18-wheelers and we're bringing everyone. Everyone who's tired of waiting for you to come around. Oh, Mr. Prime Minister, we're coming to your town. Well, we're loading up the trucks and we're heading to Ontario. See, the work's gotten slow and the boys are getting restless. Look out, Ottawa, Ontario. Look out, Ottawa, Ontario.
There you go. You hear that, baby Castro? That's what that's little Trudeau. We're coming to Ontario. You hear that? And we're gonna. Boy, I'm gonna tell you, they're fighting for their freedom, and we're standing with them, aren't we?
Yes.
Folks all over this country. And guess who else is standing with them out there now? One after the other, police officers in Canada saying, you know what, we can't do this. We can't do this. Now listen, you cops, because like we told you last night, if you have integrity, if you have honor, if you have decency, you're there, and you know what's legal and what's lawful and what's not. And you will stand with the people. You will stand with them. They want their freedom, and you want your freedom, too. You don't want to be forced by the communist. They have been forced to take these shots, forced to wear those face diapers. Listen, that is not right. It is not right. And you cops out there, you know what is right and wrong. You either stand with the people against this tyranny, or go put on a miniskirt and stand on a corner because you become a prostitute. There you go. That's just the reality. No. Let's go to Michelle in Clearwater, Florida. Michelle, you're in the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Glidden. I appreciate your time. And Ernie Sanders, I've very much appreciated the last 6 months. My husband and I have become acquainted with your show, thankfully. My question for Dr. Glidden, and please bear with me, Dr. Glidden, because I am only familiar with hearing you about a month ago on What's Right, What's Left. And I'm 65 years old, and I need to ask if there are any what I would be lacking that would help me physically regarding having extreme anxiety and panic attacks causing a lot of serious physical symptoms and dealing with post-traumatic stress syndrome from the military.
It's really interesting you should mention that because that was on my mind 30 seconds ago. So I just had a really nice resolution of post-traumatic stress in a police officer in Canada. And, you know, the whole Canada talk in the last couple of minutes made me remember it.
Oh.
So remember here that the basic philosophy of naturopathic medicine is that the human body knows how to fix itself. It wants to fix itself. It's trying to fix itself. And whenever somebody is experiencing a symptom, whether it's a mental or emotional symptom like anxiety or a physical symptom like a headache, the symptom itself is a reflection, is an indication that the body's in a state of imbalance. The symptom could not exist unless the body was in a state of imbalance, and it's the holistic doctor's job to develop and deliver a therapy that pushes the body back into a state of balance, and when the body recovers its balance, the symptomology disappears. So there are a number of things to do here. And, you know, there's a saying in medicine that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras. You think about the most common things that cause things before you think about weird things that cause things. The first thing to consider with chronic anxiety, regardless of its causative factor, whether there was, you know, an initial stressor or not, is, interestingly, it's a calcium and a magnesium deficiency. So the recommendation here for 6 weeks would be to do the foundation pack, one foundation pack, plus one extra bottle of Beyond Osteo FX liquid calcium. So the healthy foundation pack contains one bottle of the liquid calcium. You need an extra bottle of the liquid calcium because of the magnesium and the calcium need. There's an over-the-counter supplement that you can probably get at any health food store or any Whole Foods. It's the company name that makes it is called, it's the Bach Flower Remedy, B-A-C-H, Bach Flower Remedy. The remedy that you want to get, the Bach Flower Remedy, there are like 25 different Bach Flower Remedies. The one that you want to get to try is called Rescue Remedy. Rescue Remedy. Okay. It's the Bach Flower Remedy. You want to put five drops of the Rescue Remedy into a glass of water and sip from it all day long. Five drops of the Bach Flower Remedy and probably 4 ounces of water. You take a sip from that all day long. Make sure it's gone by the time you go to bed. And do that for an entire month. Get the foundation pack with extra calcium. Do that for an entire month and see what happens to your anxiety. Because I'm going to guess that at least 75% of it will be gone in 4 weeks. Just from nutrifying your body like this and giving it a little help from the Bach flower. And the history of the Bach flowers it's fantastic and remarkable. We don't have time in this context to get into
it. Well, we don't. The entire board is lit up, and we're running out of time.
It's a wonderful thing to try. So try that on for size, and best of luck.
All righty. Thanks. Okay, Hal, call in now, Hal. Go to Steve in Cleveland.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, Doctor.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I had a question about, I have severely dried skin, especially my scalp.
Yeah. It's an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. You need fish oil. You need to drink more water. You need to cut down on coffee and tea. First thing to consider with any chronic skin symptom is it's an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency.
Okay.
So the omegas that are in the foundation pack are called Prohoba Omega. It's a really good brand. That's what I would do. I would do the foundation pack plus extra Prohobas. Do you still have your gallbladder? Did they remove your gallbladder?
No, I still have that.
Okay, great. So that's what I would do. And also, you need to stop eating the 12 bad foods, because another common driver of a chronic skin condition is the wheat molecule, whole wheat, go figure.
Oh, yeah, I found out, you know, quite a few years ago that wheat gluten really makes my skin itch.
you know, there you go. So if that's one food that's making your skin itch, then there's probably a bunch of others that are also doing it.
Uh-huh.
So it would be wise for you to eliminate all 12 of the bad foods. Do the foundation pack and extra Prohoba omegas. And
omegas, is it an oil?
Yeah, it's fish oil capsule. It's called Prohoba, P-R-O-J-O-B-A, omega. It's part of the foundation pack.
Uh-huh.
I would just get an extra bottle.
Because I have trouble with oils. It seems like when I take anything that's oil, like vitamin E or A, my skin will break out. I'll get like acne.
Well, all right. So then you have a gallbladder issue. So what I would do is I would also get a product called Ultimate Enzyme. Ultimate Enzyme. It's a product you can get at Eiffel Health. Ultimate Enzyme. And I would take one Ultimate Enzyme at the beginning of the meal that you take the Prohobas with, and that should eliminate that problem. You just need a little help in digesting the oil.
Oh, it's a digestive enzyme?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the best digestive enzyme I've seen in 33 years. It's not just a digestive enzyme. It's the rock star digestive enzyme. It's flippin' fantastic.
All right, thanks for calling. We've got to move on. GB, you're in the air. GB, Lightning.
It's a great talking to a real doctor. One comment and one question. Comment was 30 years ago, my father had gotten carpal tunnel syndrome. I talked to my neighbor. He said it was a B6 deficiency. He went on B6, 10,000 milligrams for 7 days, and the whole thing was gone. And I told
amazing, him, isn't it?
Sensitive, and it solved their problem. And I just had carpal tunnel syndrome. And I went on the B6 for a week, 10,000 milligrams a day, and it's gone. So I just thought I'd share that with you. And the other thing is, what is your feeling about the alkaline water? Should we drink it every day? Should we just add baking soda? Or how can we make our own real quick?
Well, alkaline water is okay. A better way to make your body balance its alkaline and acid thing, which is a really big thing and a very important thing for health, is to have a healthy balance between acid and alkaline, have the tissues in the body that need to be acid, and have the tissues in the body that need to be alkaline. That's a very important thing. Hands down, the easiest way to do that is by eating 70 grams of protein every day. That's the way that your body tries to manage its acid and alkaline bases with protein. You need protein to do that. You can have all the alkaline water in the world, and it won't work unless you're eating sufficient amounts of protein, which is necessary. And your body also needs minerals in order to manage that. That's a big deal, too. Protein, number one, minerals, number two. Now, I'm not a big fan of alkaline water because, you know, most people drink alkaline water with a meal, and the alkaline water will neutralize the stomach acid, making it hard to digest the food that you just ate. So I'm a bigger proponent of minerals, mineral supplementation, and protein rather than, you know, going out of your way to try to get alkaline water into your body on a regular basis. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, and that's VACH Rescue?
I never heard of it. Don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
So when you were just talking about it, the previous caller.
Oh, yeah, the Bach flower. It's Bach, yeah. B like baby, A, C like Charlie, H. The name of the company is called Bach Flower. And the remedy that they make that's specific for post-traumatic stress disorder is called Rescue Remedy, Bach Flower Rescue Remedy.
All right, GB, I have to move on. Let's go to Terry in New Jersey. Terry, you're in the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for a friend of mine who was diagnosed with AFib. The doctors scared him into going on to blood pressure medication and blood thinners, saying that he could have a because the blood would back up in the heart because of the valve, and he could have a stroke. So he was on maybe like four different medications.
Is the mic off?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're coming in loud and clear.
Oh, good. So, when they did a test on the valves were all normal.
Yeah, so this is the thing, right? What your friend should have said was, well, look, I've been paying a small fortune in medical insurance premiums my entire life, And while I was under your ridiculous care, I got AFib. I want to know what the heck. I want a refund. I'd like my money back because while I was doing what you told me to do, I got AFib. And now you have no idea how to cure the AFib and you just want to manage it. I'd be mad as hell. But most people aren't mad as hell because they think that their doctor is a god and the doctor can't do any wrong. It's nuts. So the first thing to consider with AFib is that the heart's fine. It's the back that's the problem. And it's the nerves that are coming out of a part of the spine that go to the heart that are being tweaked. It's degenerative disease, disc disease, degenerative disc disease of the spine. Too complicated for me to talk about here on the air in 2 minutes, but I've written about it extensively in my book, Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine. I would write to Pastor Sanders, get them to send you the book, and I explain everything to do, what to do for AFib in the book. It's about 3 pages long explanation, but it's, and I, so far in my career, the knock on wood, I have a 100% success rate with AFib. 100% success.
Alrighty, we're asking a $40 donation for that book, if you can afford that. If you can't, and you really want it, we can, well, we can do better. But we're asking for a $40, because we have to stay on the air. We don't make any profit. And then we want to thank Dr. Glidden for contributing all these books to help us stay on the air. All right.
Yeah, you're welcome, Pastor. Anything I can do, and there's more in the wind. Don't you worry.
All right. Let's go to Debbie in Youngstown.
Hi, Pastor Ernie and Dr. Glidden. It's, thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick. I know we're short on time. But a friend of mine, that's so funny because the same exact thing with the AFib, but he also gets vertigo really bad, and it takes him about a week to feel back to normal. And so I told him that I would call it and ask the doctors. He goes and sees, quote unquote, the best doctors, and they keep, it's just one thing after another, another medication. And yeah, he's just kind of getting fed up and starting to be open to some of the conversation that we had. So I was wondering what your thoughts on that was. Like, it,
well, vertigo is the first thing to consider out, is it's osteoporosis of the skull, right? So the nerve that goes to the inner ear, which regulates your balance, is being tweaked by the connective tissue that's in the canal. Because the canal is weak. Why is the canal weak? Because his body has run out of bone nutrients. It's also the same thing that causes AFib, because the problem with AFib is not the heart, it's with the spine. It's the bones in the spine. The bones in the spine have run out of bone nutrients and joint nutrients, and the bones in the skull have run out of bone nutrients and joint nutrients. So these two illnesses are different arms of the same octopus. So I would treat it like arthritis. We would do the foundation pack with extra minerals, extra calcium, and a supplement called chondroitin, glucosamine sulfate. And there's an exercise that he can do to help with the vertigo. He lies down on his back, flat on his back with no pillow, and okay, he turns his head as far as he can to one side to try to bring like the right ear as close as he can to the ground, and he stays there for 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then he turns the head to the other side, tries to bring the left ear as close as he can to the ground, and he stays there for 3 minutes. Have him do that 3 times a day. It should go a long way towards mitigating the attacks of vertigo, which are horrible, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Vertigo is a horrible illness.
Oh.
All right. Thanks, Deb. We're out of time. Bring up Pastor Hal.
Yeah, how long do I have, Pastor?
We got 3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes. I just want to say, everybody listening to us tonight, you want to go to heaven when you die instead of go to hell. And a lot of you have been brought up in a church all your life where you heard that, you know, your good works, your church membership, keeping the Ten Commandments and all that other stuff is going to balance you getting to heaven instead of going to hell. But that's all a bunch of junk, because the Bible says that it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, Titus 3:5. In other words, one sin would keep you out of heaven, and we sin every day of our lives in thought, word, and deed. And the only thing that can wash away those sins and give you the pardon you need is by you accepting the payment Jesus Christ paid for you on the cross of Calvary. And you got to go there with repentance. Luke 13:3 said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now, basically, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins can't come with you. And you could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards, because your church membership doesn't wash away one sin. You can get baptized in the creek so often every tadpole in there knows your social security number and still die and go to hell, because water baptism doesn't wash away sin. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Now, Jesus hears me talking to you right now. And Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It's not by the Pope. It's not by Billy Graham. It's not by anything but other than Jesus and his shed blood. Now, he hears me talking to you right now. And salvation is a free gift, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. If you, in simple childlike faith, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, pray right now and ask Jesus to come into your heart, he'll do it. But you've got to mean it and be sincere. And we can pray that simple prayer together, and I'd be glad to lead you in a simple prayer. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Here's a pray with me right now. And right now, while Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's offering to give you that free payment. Dear God, I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell, because I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, here's the good news. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That means once you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, he gives you eternal life right then and there. That means if you just prayed that prayer and meant it, he gave you eternal life, and nobody can take that away from you. Not the devil, not your worst enemy, nobody. So if you prayed that prayer and meant it, well, we'll see you in heaven someday. But now grow in Christ. Get a King James Bible and read it every day. Get into a good Bible-believing, soul-winning church and grow as a Christian and tell others how to get saved and go to heaven too. And God bless you.
Thank you very much for that, Pastor Hal. And Dr. Glidden, I want to thank you so very much. And every time you get here, those phone lines light up. And so one more time. Now, if there is a number also where people can call you with these questions, because they call me and they ask me if I will call you and ask you or. But if there's a number where you can give the people, if they can call you, where they have these questions, maybe you could give that out.
Okay. Well, on my website, I have a subscription service. It's really inexpensive. And twice a week for 1 hour, 2 hours a week, I have a live chat where I answer questions like this from people all around the world.
All right. Very good. We are out of time for tonight. So I want to thank you very much for being here with us tonight. And at this time, as we get here every night at this time, we say good. God bless, good night, and always, 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 let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.